So, in terms of activities, I think going through the internet and looking at paintings like the excellent one on the Age of Revolution website in Sweden by Wertmüller, which I think was commissioned by Gustav III as a part of diplomatic exchanges. There is clearly a self-fashioning of Marie Antoinette, which is very conscious. She wants to give an image, I think, of a modern queen. People always say that her portraits are very elaborate, but I always find that she wears rather more loose-fitting and modern clothes than others. There is even some suggestions that she can be viewed as a proto-feminist going against court conventions in the way in which she wishes to be represented. But other things to do. Well, if you're ever lucky enough to visit Paris, perhaps visit Versailles and have a look at her apartments, or the Conciergerie in the centre of Paris, quite close to Notre Dame, which sadly recently burnt down. There's a museum of where she was imprisoned, and her cell is now a chapel. So that's something you can do. And of course, watch Marie Antoinette the film. Or also, if you're YouTubers, there was a bicentennial 8-hour extravaganza on the French Revolution with Jane Seymour playing a very good Marie Antoinette, I thought. So these are all activities you can probably indulge in.
Great, thank you.